Yo, 1, 2, 1, 2, motherfucker. What it do? It's your boy, Skeeter Steve.
Don Cruz.
And welcome to another episode of Lace Rhymes, where we're giving it to you for the culture and by the culture. Ah, yes, we're back in this motherfucker. Man, I was talking my shit.
Oh, yeah.
I was, but my niggas got the boot. But it's all good, though, man. It was one hell of a run. I can't be mad at that. Definitely can't be mad at that, man. So now, Denver's in the finals, and we're only waiting on fucking Boston and Miami. Which I think Boston gonna be gone, though.
Oh, yeah, they
are. They got lucky last night, though, but yeah, they'll be gone by the end of this week.
I don't get what they did, bro. You know, it's like your Friday, and your vacation about to start,
right? Yeah.
And your boss come, hey, why don't you leave early? All right, cool. Like, bro, my vacation's like, why would I try to win? We're not gonna win four games, bro.
Right.
Like, okay, let me just get ready for vacation. Right. They've been mad at me. I'd have been packing up. Hey, y'all, I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to go to Cancun, bro.
Right, but like, I see you niggas in October.
Right, yeah, for real. Nah, I'm not about to waste it.
Right, you're like, for real. I'm not wasting no time, none whatsoever, man. Though, but yeah, man. Shit, Miami is playing fucking ball, good ball, and I ain't gonna front. Gotta give it up to Jokic, man. That nigga is a beast.
I told you this.
Yeah, you did, though.
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah, you did, though. But when I saw his sneakers today,
yeah,
I was like,
oh, yeah, my God.
It ain't it. So not. that's what made me pose this question. Is he marketable? A lot of people say he is, but this is just my opinion. I feel he's not marketable. Mm-hmm. You know? And I get it. People was like, oh, no, man, you shouldn't base it off of, like, you know, culture and stuff. Don't get me wrong. I know a lot of NBA players that have their little side businesses and everything. But looking at it from a cultural standpoint and an impact, I mean, it's rarely that you see any fucking, I'm going to say it, like, white guys that you want to look up to and want to be like in the NBA. It's only a certain handful, you know. And this is just my list. I would say who will probably be on that list. I would say Steve Nash would be on that list. Mm-hmm. Larry Bird for sure. Mm-hmm. I'll definitely put Larry Bird on there. And this one might be very controversial, but fuck it, nigga. I'm putting John Stockton on that list. Yeah, he's solid. Mm-hmm. Super solid. Fuck. Dirk Nowitzki. Yeah, Dirk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big Dirk. So, yeah. Shit, and fuck it. Put Jokic on that list.
You also got Chris Anderson. I don't know if you ever heard of Birdman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got
yeah.
Jason Williams.
Yeah.
I put him before Steve Nash. White Chocolate.
Oh, white chocolate. Yeah, white chocolate was. Yeah, white chocolate was.
That's the white boy people wanted to be.
Yeah, yeah. This is true.
That's one of them right there.
This is true because, you absolutely right because you don't hear motherfuckers, oh, I want to be like Nash or I want to be like Dirt.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, white chocolate, yeah. He was that nigga.
And listen, you know who about to be one of them too?
Who?
AR-15.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like, my boy
it
Austin.
It ain't a fluke.
Yeah, Austin Reed's about to be one of them. Yes, absolutely.
And then remember for a minute, Caruso was one of them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but shit. Yeah, Caruso was. No, though, but yeah, man, you right. It's not a handful. That's why I just said, like, that's what made me pose the question. Like, is Jokic marketable? And I don't think so. Not right now in his career. No. Not right now.
It's not because he's white. It's because he's foreign.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely, foreign.
He has to be witty when he talks.
Yeah.
Like, you see Greek Freak. He's witty when
witty
he talks.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, he poses on Instagram. It's funny mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. If he gets media trained, he could be one. But I don't be like, oh, let me see this Jokic interview.
Yeah.
Like, when I go to Greek, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is going to be entertaining.
Oh my god,
bro. No, for real. No, that's facts, bro. That's what I said. Like even when we had got into it, like, don't get me wrong, like,
yeah,
Denver is a great fucking team. We're not gonna take nothing about that though, but like I was just keeping it real. Like, niggas don't really care for them. And it sucks.
Yeah.
And it sucks because I mean the drama and then because we're going to transition into our honorable mention and the reason why I think too. And Denver, I definitely got a bone to pick with y'all when we get into this honorable mention too and a few. But yeah, man, it's just like it's one of those teams like do you really care? Because, I mean, they had superstars back in the day, though. But yeah. The Denver that we know now, it's like, okay, yeah, you got the weapons, though, but they're not being talked about.
No, they refuse to do it. I don't know why. They don't want to talk about how KCP
Kyle improved Poole, yeah, he did.
His shooting.
Yeah, he definitely did.
They don't want to talk about how MJP came back from a torn ACL. Yeah, yeah. He's only like 22, I think.
Yeah. And Murray was out
Murray came from ACL. Yeah.
And I mean, just, yeah. Them dudes were amazing, though. But like what I said, like me and Don was talking off of air, man. I mean, Lakers would definitely be back. And honestly, and I'm just going to say this, bro. Your Chicago Bulls, y'all be in that running for sure, man. It's just y'all missing, like, it's y'all not missing a lot.
You don't think so? I think it's a lot.
Y'all not, bro. I mean, it just needs some improvement because, I mean, I do like Lonzo Ball over there with y'all.
Yeah, but
I
he ain't playing 2 years.
Yeah.
He's stealing money from us, bro.
Yeah. And don't y'all got DeMar DeRozan over there?
Yeah, DeMar DeRozan, but.
Yeah. He can't do it by himself.
And Zach disappears in the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll come through in the season.
Right.
You're right. He come through in the season, but in the playoffs, yeah, that nigga ain't nowhere to be found.
But I don't know.
But I mean, if y'all got the money, fuck it, bro.
Yeah, no, for real. If we got the money,
yeah, man, go get some people.
Yeah,
I say fuck it. I would
fire the coach if anybody got fired. Should have been him. I don't know how. How these championship teams get fired?
Yeah,
coaches.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's wild though. It's definitely wild. But all right, we got a lot up for this episode, man. A lot of good shit, man. But starting off though, man, this honorable mention definitely. Had to be mentioned, you know, because it's only right because not only what he did for the basketball game, but from a cultural impact and the inspiration he drove behind a lot of people, man. Fucking motherfucking Carmelo Anthony, bro. After 19 seasons, Carmelo Anthony decided, man, it's time for him to hang it up. Personally, I felt like Carmelo had like 3 more seasons left in him. That's just me.
Yeah.
Because if he comes off the bench, Carmelo's going to give you a solid 10, 12, easy.
At least 10, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to give you that. But, you know, people think there ain't no politics in the NBA. Yes, it is in the politics. And there have been times where, like, they force a lot of these NBA players to retirement. Y'all don't believe that? Yeah, nigga. It's there. Where you will see a lot of these players that have a lot left in the tank. And, you know, I mean, the list goes on. I mean, Carmelo was one of them. Another one that had tore me up that definitely pissed me off about it, where, like, he didn't come back, bro. Nate Robinson, bro. Robinson was fucking legit. Yeah, man.
Really?
And he never came back because didn't nobody pick him up. And mind you, nigga, that one year when he did the dunk contest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nigga, he showed up and showed out.
Yeah, I mean, but he was only good for dunking.
But he did, but I'm just not going to.
Yeah,
he was a cool role player.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to take this from you either. He did get your Bulls back into the running and playoff contention, too.
He did that?
Yeah.
Or Derrick Rose did that, too.
No, they both did that together. Derrick Rose didn't do it by himself. He had Nate over there. Because I remember that squad. That squad was legit. Yeah. Y'all had it was Nate. It was Derek. What was that?
Joakim Noah.
The little porn. And what was
Luau
that?
Luau Deng was on that team. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if Nate did it by himself.
No, but he did it. They did it collectively as an effort, though. But when you're looking at the stars on that team, it was Derek and him.
Really?
Yeah. They were the two stars of the team.
I think his time just ran its course. And that's what I want to bring about Carmelo. It's just he never got, like, okay, so for instance, I'll give you an example. Kawhi.
Uh-huh.
He started off as a defensive skill guy that grabbed boards and worked hard.
Yeah.
Then he turned his game into offense.
Yeah.
Carmelo never shifted his game.
Yeah, this is true.
And that's why he became irrelevant out of the NBA.
Yeah, that's true.
And Denver not going to retire his jersey now. That's over, Jokic. Big Jokic came through.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man. That's that's definitely fucked up. That's definitely fucked up.
Yeah, it is. And I
do feel some way about that. Yeah. I definitely do feel some way about that because when you look at Denver too, they had a monster squad though too. Yeah, it was him. Wasn't AI with him?
Yeah, AI, JR. Was over JR.
Bro, Chelsea that squad Billups, was fucking.
Yeah, Marcus Camby.
Yeah, bro, that squad was nasty.
Yeah, it was. Your boy Kobe ended that though.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He did. He did. That man with all the monsters, so man. But I mean, the love that Carmelo got, you know, from Nas, Fat Joe, the hip hop people was like, you know, praising him. After he announces a retirement, he dropped the video this past Monday on Instagram, which he captioned the message, "Thank you, stay mellow, versatile forward, knowing his prolific, crafty scoring ability. The 38-year-old spent 19 seasons in the NBA, which he was named NBA All-Star 10 times and won the league scoring title in 2013. And, you know, played for the Denver Nuggets. He was drafted third overall in 2003. You know, he spent 7.5 seasons with them. And then, you know, went to the Knicks, had a brief stint with the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Houston Rockets, the Portland Trail Blazers. And I did fuck with him when he came to us, too. Mm-hmm. That's why I do want to find a Lakers Melo jersey.
I don't know why y'all didn't resign him.
Bro, don't blame that on me. Blame that on Genie and them, bro. I wanted him to stay.
Yeah, of course.
I wanted Melo to stay. That was me. Well, I'm not going to get into that, though, because, like, that was all them and Rob Pelinka and all them motherfuckers, bro. Yeah, man. But Melo, here at Lace Roms, bro, you're fucking loved. Like, you know what I'm saying, bro? Enjoy the fucking retirement. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, we'll see you on these TV shows, being an analyst, getting that analyst money, getting that analyst bag. Like, because you're very, very deserving of it, and you definitely do know the fucking game very well. Yeah. Very, very well, man. So, here at Lace Roms, bro, we salute you. All right. Let's get into it. Commentary for the culture. It was a lot that went on. A lot that went on and a lot of shit, you know, that ruffled some feathers. But before we do, let's get into it because everybody was talking about this motherfucker all last week. Ain't even leading up till today. The reboot of White Man Can't Jump. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Okay, White Man Can't Jump finally dropped on Hulu. You know, consists of Cinquia Walls and Jack Harlow. Now, where you want to go? You want to start with the good or the bad or the ugly?
Start with the bad.
Okay. We can start. Okay, yeah, let's go there with the bad together. Okay, the bad. What I didn't like about it, it was like, I just felt like the storyline was just, it was everywhere. It didn't really make no sense.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it didn't really make no sense. And then, like, okay, you having them come together, like, towards the end to get into a basketball tournament and, you know, to win money. And then you get the little happy story. The dude ended up getting picked up by the Lakers, which it didn't, like, I get it. Now, you don't want it to correlate. You didn't want it to correlate with the original, but I'm just a person of a movie, and if you're going to redo a remake, you got to have some original formulas in the movie to make it make sense, and I barely saw any of that. Like, okay, like, one part. Now, we all know, from the original movie, the Raymond part was funny when you say, "Yeah, I'm gonna go to my car, get my other gun, and shoot everybody in this motherfucker." But the dude, okay, you come on the court with a flamethrower, like, nigga, that shit wasn't funny at all. That was boo boo. Like it didn't make no sense. Then you got fucking Jack Harlow being like a fucking druggie and shit. Because it's bad, both knees.
Yeah, and still trying to hoop, though. And then he's like, "I'm trying to get money for stem cells." Okay.
Yeah. Nigga, you're not Christopher Reeve. Stop. This ain't Superman.
The average fucking viewer doesn't know what stem cells is. Like, imagine your son watching it, like, "What is stem cells?"
Right. And that's why when he said that, I was just thinking of that line with Scissor Sam.
I'd be so sick of you, nigga.
It didn't make no sense. It didn't make no sense. Okay. Let's get to the ugly. Okay. This is what was super ugly about it. Okay, you had this girl leave him, but she comes back.
Yeah.
You could have just even just kept that from the original. Because remember, in the original, he took the she gave him the jar of money, yeah, and she left.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
even though he did win, she yeah. never came back.
Damn, that is true.
Yeah, she never came back. But in this one, she comes back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Damn.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. My mind's blowing right now.
Yeah, bro. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, come on now. And then, you know, then I ain't gonna lie, man. I hope Vince Staples get a little bit better with the acting.
Damn.
Bro, like, they try to make my boy. It was like, we know Vince Staples is funny.
Yeah.
But what I didn't like, it was trying to like, it was like scripted funny. Like, and I didn't like that about his character. And like, his character is supposed to be so reminiscent of when, remember when Kadeem Hardison played in the movie.
Okay.
And then not only that though, I'm all like, y'all didn't gear my boy out.
Yeah.
Like in the original, Kadeem Hardison had the Jordans on, like had the sixes on with the Jordan jersey. Like, and their role, him and the partner dude, their roles were actually funny.
Yeah.
It was funny. Right. But this dude, like him and the dude, I mean, Raw Swagger, you getting your money, bro. I see you coming up. But it was just like, the roles weren't funny, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They weren't hitting.
True.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I barely laughed in this movie.
Yeah, like, and then it was easily getting to distracted. Like, if something happened, I was like, oh, if I got a text, I'll walk out the room. Like, it wasn't keeping me like, oh, I need to watch this.
It wasn't keeping me entertained at all.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't keeping me entertained. All right, now, we get to the good. Now, the good, I did like, boy, they had Teyana Taylor in
there. Yes, 100%.
Boy. Yes. Fine. And I don't know who the girl name was that played Jack Harlow's girlfriend.
Yeah, me either, yeah.
But,
oh, my God.
She was fine, too.
Yep.
Like, that. And I ain't gonna lie. He had the nigga meditating and shit. That was
like, some 2023
shit. Yeah. I'm all like, man. And then did you see when Jack Harlow came across a little white trainer? The white trainer was like, that part was funny to me because he was trying to talk like, swear like he was black. Yeah, man, you know. They got all these little haters on the NBA training and stuff.
Yeah.
And then another funny part, it was like I said, it was only a few when Harlow challenged him, but the nigga got in his car, got out so he could get back in so he could get the 1 hour free parking.
Yeah, that was
funny.
I was like, that was funny, bro.
I'm like, nigga, you that broke, bro?
Yeah, hey, it'd be like that.
Yeah,
I remember some Planet Hollywood. They get 30 minutes free, I'd be in that motherfucker. 10 minutes. Let me get what I get and run the fuck out. Yeah.
Be in and out though. Yeah, but thank God for Vegas. So if you got a Vegas ID, the first 3 hours is free.
Damn.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, that's a plug. Like, not all of them, but some of them.
Of course.
But White Man Can Jump, I'm going to say, it wasn't trash.
Nah, it wasn't. It was
but
cool.
It wasn't great either.
No, definitely wasn't.
That's great. Now I understood why I went straight to Hulu. I understood.
Yeah.
Because if I would have went to the theaters and saw this, I straight up would have been like, even though on a Monday, I would have been like, I want my $5 back.
Really?
I want my $5 back. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, it makes sense now.
Yeah, man. What about you? Like, was it you on the same page like with me? Like, was it? It wasn't trash, but it wasn't great either.
Yeah. I'm on the same page. I'm not gonna recommend it to nobody. Like, if you got Hulu, watch it. What for them to separate? I think they should have not gave them both girlfriends. Have Harlow be single.
Yeah.
Or
even when he broke up with the girl, should have just left it at that.
Definitely
left it at that.
What I'm happy about is they didn't try to really reboot it or revive it with the same names, same characters, same plot. I'm okay with that.
And even shameless plug too. I felt like Woody Harrelson and Wesley should have made a small cameo in the movie, or even they could have did it towards the end where they won the money and stuff. They could have easily put them in and be like, hey, man, remember when we used to run the streets like this? And then Woody could have been like, man, you ain't run shit.
Yeah.
Nigga, I can remember beating your ass on the court and then having them two argue about who was better and shit.
That's true.
Like, that would have been dope if they would have put them like as a cameo like in the movie, though. So, man, I mean, Yeah, go ahead and check it out for Hulu, though. But before we get into the next topic, though, I do want to say this, and I'm ending at this. I'll take White Man Can't Jump over this new House Party. That's really? For sure, yeah. Because New House Party, that was garbage.
That was actually funny.
That was funny, too?
I thought it was funny, bro.
There was some funny
parts,
though. That's
what I'm saying. That was actually funnier than this, honestly.
Yeah, there was some funny parts, though. No, yeah, definitely. All right, moving on. Snoop Dogg defeats his sexual assault lawsuit case. He branded a motherfucking shakedown. That's how you handle business. Mm-hmm. When somebody try to come for you, you come for them and you don't stop. And that's what Uncle Snoop did. Snoop Dogg has emerged victorious in a lawsuit filed by a woman who claimed that the dog father sexually assaulted her. And before I read into everything else, do y'all realize what the fuck Snoop looking like assaulting somebody and he's married? My nigga a grandpa, for Christ's sakes. Yeah. So when that story broke out, I don't like to call females out their name, though, but yeah, you was lying. You was lying on Uncle Snoop. I didn't believe that not one bit.
You know who the girl is, right?
What?
It's that girl that be with academics that's always on No Jumper.
Wow.
What is her name? I cannot think of
it. I know who you're talking about. I can't think of the name.
It's but Selena Powell.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, she always trying to get the money. Remember she said Offset was pregnant with her baby?
Yeah. Man, she better cut that out. Well, yeah. Well, it revealed that the woman filed under Jane Doe. Well, we said Jane Doe name too late now. To protect her privacy for the majority of her lawsuit thrown out by the California judge, but was given to leave or refile them in on the complaint in federal court as long as she met the appropriate deadline. When Jane Doe failed to refile the claim in time, the entirety of the lawsuit was dismissed. There is, however, a possibility that she may refile against Snoop in the near future, as Radar claimed that the case was dismissed without prejudice. The legendary rapper had no comment for this outlet at the time. Yeah, why would you refile, though, after it got thrown out? Like, and that nigga don't even fuck with you like that. Like, he really don't.
Yeah.
Like, that don't make no fucking sense, and that's stupid. Like, that man is married. Like what I said, the man is married. He been married to his wife all these years. He got 3 kids, and he's a fucking grandpa. Like, what do you look like? Like, want to throw all that away for you? And yeah, that's hardly believable. And I know Snoop up there in the A show, but I ain't gonna say he ain't no saint either, because I know I know they still throwing it at him.
Oh yeah,
definitely. Man. That's why I love these fucking old rappers, though, bro. These niggas in their 40s and their 50s, and they still throwing it at them.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah.
For real.
Damn, must be nice. Nah, straight up, man, though, but I'm happy, you know, the case worked out in his favor, though, because, you know, Snoop always been a good dude, good character, and we just saw his evolution of his growth, you know, from when he was younger, like, you know, until now. Like, Snoop is a legitimate businessman and, you know, does things for the kids, man. And then here's a fun fact that I didn't even know. The quarterback that got, you know, the first 3 quarterbacks that got taken in the draft this year, C.J. Stroud, played for the Snoop Dogg Youth Football League.
Yeah, a lot of his people get drafted. Yeah.
Yeah, man, and I didn't even know that, though. So when I found out about that, man, it just let me know, man, Snoop always been a good character. Mm-hmm. And, like, don't get me wrong, like, you know, we know Jay-Z is the GOAT, whatever. They always say, oh, businessman, though. But when it comes to, like, all-around aspect, and this just me, I just feel like Snoop Dogg is a little bit bigger than Jay.
Oh, culture aspect, 100%.
Yeah. Because just not only what he does for the community, I mean, he's really about that shit. And then just not only that, though, too, don't get me wrong, like, everybody praised Jay-Z, though, but, like, for me, Snoop Dogg name is bigger around the world than Jay-Z.
Oh, no, 100%. Yeah. I don't know who's arguing that.
Yeah, man, you got some motherfuckers that'll argue that, bro.
I mean, Jay-Z's not with Martha Stewart, that's what.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what? And then the top of that, if we had connections to Snoop Dogg and we can get through assistant, he can come on the show.
Yeah.
Jay's, if we even had access to Jay-Z's assistant, he's not coming.
Yeah.
So
that's fair. And you know what, bro? Yeah, fuck it. We're speaking that into existence. Yeah, Snoop Dogg will be on Lace Roms. We're speaking that right now. Wow. Snoop Dogg will be on Lace Roms. Like, for real. No, yeah, absolutely. Because like what you said, we can get access to him, though. Yeah. But Jay, like what you said, even if we went through all the hurdles, Jay ain't coming.
It would take Beyonce to tell him probably. Or God. Yeah.
No, for real. That's a fact. Like, no, that's straight up a fact, dog. But speaking of Beyonce, bro, Boy, this was a lot of drama, and this really sat down and made me think about this shit. For real. Nick Cannon. And he made a fucking valid point, and I'm not mad at it, though. But Nick Cannon had got jumped by the Beehive after arguing, after when he said Bruno Mars got more hits than Beyonce.
Oh, my God.
Nick Cannon is a popular figure among Beyonce diehard, a.k.a. the Beehives, after arguing that Bruno Mars has more hits than the Grammy record holder. The Wild and Out host made the controversial statement during his episode of the Daily Cannon show on Amazon and debating that sparked that, you know, praising Mars' live performances. Have you seen Bruno Mars live? Asked his co-host, fire. He got his whole crew on stage with him, and they're doing little dances. It feels like Mars' day in the time. I could probably afford those tickets. You know, Mason Musette replied after bringing up sky-high prices for Beyonce and Taylor Swift in retrospect tours. See, no offense, but I would rather go see Bruno Mars and Beyonce or Taylor Swift show. Cannon declared that, which he met the amusement from his colleagues. You're out your mind, Courtney B. Bledsoe remarked with her rolling eyes. Who got more hits? Cannon asked. Which Bledsoe replied to no hesitation. Nigga, Beyonce, what are you talking about? You know what? I'm going to just say this. I'm going to have to not even going to say respectfully agree with Beyonce, but I'm with Nick. Nigga, Bruno Mars is that nigga, bro. Bruno Mars is really that nigga. Don't get me wrong. You got the Beehive, though, but come on now. When Bruno Mars stepped on the scene, nigga, he was shutting everybody down. Nigga, just the way that you are, 24 carats, dripping in finesse. Yeah. I mean, I could just keep going. Yeah. Then just the fucking shit he just did with Anderson Paak, Silk Sonic. Bro, hey, what you doing? Where you at? Bro, this nigga really got hits. And the nigga can dance, too.
Yeah.
The nigga cold with it, too. So, yeah, if he not neck and neck, he probably might have a little edge over her, too. But, of course, a lot of Beehive people, they're going to count, oh, Destiny's Child. I get it, though. But he said Beyonce. Now, you're starting with Beyonce solo, and you're starting with Bruno Mars solo. Okay, they're both fucking good, and they're both fucking elevated. Didn't Bruno Mars perform at the Super Bowl, too? I think he did.
As a feature, yeah.
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 Yeah. So, I mean, they both did the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I'm with it. Like, you know, Bruno Mars, that nigga, bro. You can't count him out. And this ain't no knock to Beyonce or none of that, because, you know, the Beehive is going to be the Beehive no matter what, though. But at the end of the day, it's all about personal preference. That's Nick Cannon's personal preference. And that's my personal preference. I fuck with Beyonce. I like the music. Now, this album, I wasn't no fan of that. I'm going to keep it real. I was not a fan of that, though. But, yo, she got dope music. But I just feel like Bruno is that nigga to me, man. Like, what nigga that you know, not only fucking he's singing, he's dancing. This is another one of that he got on Beyonce. This nigga play instruments too, bro. Nigga be on the piano. Nigga be playing instruments. And he be writing some shit for other people too. Don't get that twisted. Yeah, Bruno's that nigga. What about you? Who you taking, Bruno or Beyonce?
I mean, well, Beyonce said it's 4 hours. Huh? So Beyonce said it's 4 hours, bro. Bruno probably give you maybe two and get up out of there.
Probably three on a good day.
And he has a headliner. I mean, not a headliner, opening act. Beyonce is the opening act.
Yeah.
And on top of that, so Bruno, you know, we shaking infinite. That's cool. But when Beyonce gets to them ballads, we're going to slow it down. You're going to hold up your girl. Like, we singing this. Like, that's cool. Like, we can go in different modes right here with Beyonce.
I know, but
it's Bruno, like 4 decades, bro.
Yeah. Is it? No, I would say two and
no,
a half.
No, it's definitely three. No, it may not be four. I may be over the target rate, but it's definitely three.
Okay,
the 90s, 2000s, 2020s. That's four.
Oh, no, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. See, you're counting Destiny's Child.
Okay, well, I'm not
counting Destiny's Child. Okay. So if we're going to start with Beyonce, we're starting with her first album.
Okay,
Destiny's 2003. Love three.
Yeah.
So we're starting 2003, and we're going straight from Nick.
Okay, that's 30 years.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when was Bruno's first album? Hold on, I gotta look real quick. I definitely gotta look, cause now you got me. Now you really got me all in tune in this shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's 30 years of No, yeah, well, 2013, what are we, 20, that's 20 years of hits, bro. There's no way Bruno can catch up to her. Now, and then you talk about Grammys. Don't Beyonce got the biggest Grammys? Now, he killed me when he said Taylor Swift. I'm like, all right, what are we doing
okay,
here?
Bruno Mars is 2010. Yeah. He started at 2010.
Yeah.
In 2010, Just the Way That You Are, Runaway Baby, I Ain't Gonna Front. You forgetting about the Lazy Song. The Lazy Song was popping,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no, I remember that.
Bruno got some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I mean,
now.
But Beyonce has some stuff, too. Yeah. Like, it's different. Like the Beyonce thing is debatable. Like I said, my problem is came with this Taylor Swift thing. He said he'd rather go to a Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with Taylor Swift, bro.
That was crazy.
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
I think at that point, you really trying to go viral.
Yeah. And then when he came up with 24 Karat, that whole fucking album slapped. That was just that was the same year the year after that, he won Album of the Year over Kendrick. I wasn't mad at that, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, Damn was still my shit, though. But yeah, Bruno got some shit, though, for sure. He definitely got some shit. And it's not about catching up, though, because, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, you like what you like, though, but if we're...
Said more hits, right? That's what I first originally heard, that Bruno got more hits than her.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Yeah.
That's just impossible.
Yeah, though, but it's just, you know, it's personal preference, though. But
yeah.
At the end at the end of the day, though, I mean, it's only one person that Bruno and Beyonce still ain't fucking with.
Ooh.
And this nigga's dead.
Oh, God. Prince or Michael Jackson?
Yeah, neither of them ain't fucking with Mike. We know Mike. Mike is on top of the fucking hill. Mike is the only nigga that you know that can roll into a country that don't like us and shake hands with the enemy.
Yeah, and they're going to be crying, too. No, Dennis Rodman can do that, too.
Yeah. and I like what I said. Like, and I remember they had that debate a long time ago, who's bigger, Beyonce or MJ. Beyonce ain't having fans passing out. MJ step on the stage, this nigga got you fainting.
He didn't say nothing. He just stand there.
He's standing there.
He didn't say nothing.
Nigga, just standing there.
Without saying nothing.
Right. No, that's for real. Like, got you really standing there He's standing.
Yeah.
Like, you in an awe.
Yeah, no, for real. Nah, I get it.
Yeah, everybody know what I'm talking about. We seen all the concerts, though, but my favorite fucking concert is that Dangerous Tour.
Nah.
That nigga got on that stage.
Yeah.
Just started getting to it. Mike was the man, bro. He was a fucking man. That's what I'm saying. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, but at the end, though, like, I'm with you.
Yeah.
You taking Queen B, and I'm taking Bruno Mars. And you know, that's fair. It's definitely fair. Definitely fair, because you know both of them got hits. You know, so at the end, you like what you like.
Yeah.
You know, definitely ain't mad at it. Definitely ain't mad at it, though. Well, all right. It's about that time, man. It's sneaker time. Can I kick it? All right. LA. Jordan 1. Union. They're back. But now they're back with a new design, though. First, the Union Air Jordan 1 release, you know, took everybody by storm, creating a new look on the iconic silhouette that started it all, giving a vintage aesthetic. But for this 2023 release, the Los Angeles retailers took some inspiration from the Air Footscape Woven, a lifestyle running shoe known for a symmetrical lacing that debuted in the late 2000s. And if you don't know, look up the Nike Air Woven. That's where they got the inspiration and design from that shoe.
I remember that shoe.
You know, dressed in sale, Wolf Gray, Muslim, Pale, Vanilla, Kinetic Green, and University Gold in the color scheme. This offering of this Union Air Jordan 1 OG comes in an OG style neutral gray. You know, with the swoosh collar, Nike Air tone strap in the wings, Union LA signature tag on the lateral exposed green stitching in the BBS embroidery on the heels, nodding Union founder Chris Gibbs' wife, Bev, and the beautiful supply brand of the two-tone. Now, they said this sneaker will be dropping this summer. Don't have a set release date, though, but hey, you know, I'm here for it, though. But am I copping? Yeah,
I feel you.
Yeah, that's a.
Oh my God!
I don't know about that one, bro. Mm. I really don't know about that one. I'm gonna be honest with you. I really don't know. What about you? How you feel about it?
On feet, the way he got it set up, don't look bad.
Yeah, it definitely don't look bad, though. Maybe when they drop, I'm going to have to look at it in person because, like, on that side, it's really giving me MLB baseball vibes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, how the ball is knitted. But yeah, but they got that cell colorway on there, though. But, I mean, it ain't bad. But I'm like, I don't know. I would have to see it on feet.
Yeah.
I would definitely have to see it on feet to see, you know, am I completely sold? Like, really, really, I'm completely sold, man. What are some things that you like about it? Or do you like some things about it?
At first look, it looked like it'd be part of the Tiana collection. Remember she dropped
That's right.
They could have did way better.
I'll let you on that.
I like it because you can tell right away it's a collab.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that, the one, they usually don't deconstruct the one.
Yeah.
They usually throw some colors on it, maybe a logo, but you can tell directly this is a collab because the threading goes across the check and then the threading on top of the thing. So I like it that way, yeah.
Right. No, yeah, absolutely. No, I'm with you on that, though. So, I mean, I'm not going to say it's either a cop or a drop for me. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, how much they retail it?
They'll probably be retailing for maybe like 200.
That's it?
Yeah, because it's a union. Shit. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because normally they're 180 though, but I figure with a union collab, that's what I'm guessing. Okay. That's what I'm guessing. All right. Shit, man. What we got up next, bro?
Unfortunately, you got the Gazelle indoor. Indoor. Releases May 27th, the Adidas Gazelle, Sean Weatherspoon, and Adidas continue their collaborative releases as Round 2 founder is set to release his own take on the Gazelle Indoor. This offering is the Sean,
Weatherspoon
collab with Adidas Gazelle Indoor.
Hold on, deposit real quick before you finish. I'm just going to say this. I hate the fact that he made the jump to Adidas. All his shit has been terrible. And this is, terrible. Carry on.
Yeah, this is definitely terrible. Adidas Gazelle Indoor comes constructed in a mix of sustainable materials. What the fuck? Similar to his previous collab and features of the Corridor? What's his name? Upper covered in multicolor graphics with Weatherspoon's signature branding embroidered in the heel tab. Navy 3 stripes in the side of a stop of a translucent outdoor completes the design. Check out the photo below and look for the Weatherspoon's Adidas Gazelle Indoor Corridor to release on May 27th and select Adidas original retailers for $140.
Ugh. Terrible.
Yeah, Dad, I don't even know why you even put this on here.
Bro, I had to because of Sean Weatherspoon, bro. Oh. And I mean, I am a fan of gazelles, basic gazelles, like the regular black and white, navy and whites. Nah. That's really it, though. But this, this ain't it.
Yeah,
no, definitely. This ain't it. Bro, it look like somebody just threw up on them motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, no, for real. Nah, you absolutely right.
That's why I'm all like, man, like.
Dude, translucent makes it worse.
Yeah, man. That's why I'm all like, he should have just kept on trying to, like, get him a little deal at Nike because how he won how he got that, you know, that 97-1 shoe out, like it was a sneaker contest that he won. And they put the shoe out. Like, bro, after when they put the shoe out, man, that was me, bro. I would have been networking to trying to get me a Nike deal or something. But I know I get it. Adidas, they probably threw you the bag.
Or to pick the better Adidas shoe to work on.
Yeah, but Adidas probably threw him the bag, though. But it's just the last two shoes that he did, like, I mean, yeah, this is the second shoe, but the first design he did wasn't hitting, and this one is not hitting.
What was the first design?
It was like an Adidas, like a running shoe. I would have to pull it up. Me and my boy, Rose Parade. Shout out to my boy Rose Parade. He was on the show a couple months back, and we had talked about it, and we both was in agreement saying, "Oh no, nah, yeah, man, that shit ain't it.
Nah.
It ain't it." So yeah, man. What we doing? We trashing this one?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah.
No. I usually try to have grace, but
yeah, man. But in other news, before we get into the albums, I'm really happy about this one. Ever since the news broke out, Adidas went on ahead and got back with Ye. And May 31st, nigga, he's dropping like 8-9 sneakers. Yes.
Damn.
Yes, from the Yeezy foam, the slip-on joints, two pairs of the 700s, the Zebra 350 V2s. And most of all, I'm happy about this one. The OG 350 Pirate. Mm. Now, that is a fucking classic silhouette. And we haven't seen that shoe since the first releases of the Yeezys back in, what, like, was it 2014,
15? Shit, really?
Yeah. Damn, that's because, crazy. Because remember earlier, last year, and I was able to get my hands on them, the Turtle Doves, and I probably might try to re-up on the Turtle Doves because I do like them and how they feel on the feet. Mm-hmm. They're super comfortable, though, but the Pirates, that's definitely a must, bro. And people be trying to, like, you know, they get the little hate, though, but, and I even say this to you, bro, you got to at least get you one pair of Yeezys.
Oh, yeah.
It don't matter which one because any pair that you grab, bro, you're going to want to wear them all day.
Really?
That's how comfortable they are.
And you have these, right?
Yeah, not that, because those are being released at the end of this month, but I do got the Turtle Doves. So,
what's those black ones right there, then?
No, the black ones is my 700s.
Oh.
And then the bottom ones over there that you see is the Bred V2s, the Bred 3-2. So, I have the original 350 Turtle Doves and the Bred colorway of the V2. And 2 700s.
V2s with the striper on it?
Yeah. And so those is the 350s, the OG 350s.
Okay.
Yeah, so I definitely got that on my list, and I definitely do want to grab a pair of the Zebras. You can't go wrong with the Zebras either. Like, Zebras is dope. Yeah. So, I mean, like with those, like what we said, like with the Yeezys, you can wear them with the Adidas track pants, some jeans, some shorts.
Yeah,
like, bro, like, give off summertime vibes. So, like, for me, for those, the OG Pirates, that is definitely a cop for me. And, like, and I'll recommend this for anybody that never, ever had a pair of Yeezys or are planning on getting a pair, go a half size up. Because if you're going to true to size with them, they're going to be at the tip of your toe. And that's not a good feeling.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I had got a pair of Yeezys, and they were at the tip of my toe, and I had to sell them.
Damn.
Yeah, man, but, I mean, Adidas sizing always been like that, though. Like, always had to go a half size up, you know, to get that comfortability in the shoe, though. But, yeah, man, I don't give a fuck with anybody. Y'all say, I'm getting them motherfuckers. Yep. So, that means I'll be putting money in Adidas pocket and putting money in Ye pocket, despite how y'all feel. Yep, I'm wearing them comfy motherfuckers. So, would that be a cop for you?
If I can get to them, you think they're going to sell out?
Nah, bro.
Oh, really?
Nah, man. Nah. Because, I mean, just even, like, with this, though, like, I think you'll be able to get your hands on them. But even if you don't, the resale wouldn't be as crazy on them.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how they once was.
Yeah, I know. I remember that.
Yeah, man. So, no, yeah. You'll definitely be able to get your hands on them for sure. But, all right, man. That concludes our Can I Kick It segment. You know, we're going to have the sneakers up so you can see. So, once again, rate, subscribe, leave a comment. If you're liking any other three, let us know. If you're not liking any of those three, let us know. Because I just feel like from out of those three, what we 2 for 3?
Yeah.
Because I didn't per se say I didn't like I didn't say I didn't like the Unions and the Jordan 1s. Yeah. I don't know. We both trash the Gazelles for sure. Those are trash for sure. And the Yeezy 350s, the Pirates, and then all the Yeezys that they're dropping on that day on the 31st, that's a must.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Like, fucking easy. Straight up. All right, let's get into it. Can I kick it? Yes, we can. Man, you would think albums would pick up, but I don't know what's going on, man. Like, and like, slowly but surely, Like, they consider this springtime for us. Fuck that nigga. Summer has officially started for us in Vegas. So, I mean, I'm ready for a lot of these albums to pick up, though. But, I mean, the ones that we got to this week weren't bad. They were actually solid, if you ask me.
Especially that Belly album.
Yeah, bro. Speaking of that, bro, yeah. Let's get into it. Mumble Rap 2, bro. Like, Belly always been, like, very, 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 very underrated to me. And it's all that for me. I've been a fan of Belly since the first one. The first Mumble Rap. And, like, even, like, the first Mumble Rap, I still feel like people slept on that. And, I mean, he had some joints on there. Like, before we get into two, like, I definitely gotta play this joint. Because, like, literally, I play this at least once or twice a week. Because I love it because how the way they sampled SWV on here from the first Mumble Rap. The Come Down is real, too. This my shit, bro. Yeah, I'm still here waiting on me. Y'all never heard this? Y'all sleeping.
I don't give a fuck where you was at.
Look,
you know where to be at.
Yeah. Shipping sticky lately. Nikki Heat and Nikki Baby, I was Nikki crazy. Had dreams of Minaj and both, but they've been missing lately. I'm off the liquor, so I'm different, maybe. Listen, baby, I drove Alyssa crazy. These bitches hate me. Shout out to Gail, she forever real. You ever feel like you need me, then you know the deal.
Bruh, yeah, bro. Whoever did that sample from the SWV, I'm so into you, and flip that and let this nigga rap over that. Bro, kudos to you. But yes, nonetheless, let's get into it. Mumble Rap 2, pure fucking bars. Bars on bars on bars. Mumble Rap 2, fucking 11 tracks, 26 minutes long. And this is another thing I didn't know. I didn't even know he was on Roc Nation. I didn't even know that.
I didn't know that either.
He was on Roc Nation. Got the intro. Capone's Demise, very fucking great opener.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, great fucking opener. Like, that opening track was just fucking amazing. How he fucking went in. And then right after that, Ambiance. Then right after that is Loyalty versus Royalty with Jill Scott Heron. If y'all don't know who Jill Scott Heron is, go ahead and ask your mom or your dad or even your grandma or your grandpa about him. You know, Gil. Classic 70s, you know, soul funk guy, super dope. And then, like, it kept picking up, though. But when I got to this, I was like, I'm not, no skips. Fucking heroic villains. Yeah, when I got to this, I was like, yeah, this is shit.
Perdu dans un mensonge fin.
I'm relapsing, feel like the world is passing me lately. I'm too passionate, ash the blunt and crash the Mercedes. But y'all don't know the half of it. You know it's actually crazy, they banned abortion cause they trafficking babies. Seeing my people getting massacred, fuck being a pacifist. Maybe the pain pay me so much, I'm such a masochist. Lately I ain't an activist, I was high on activist baby. But I'm so accurate, I know why they actually hate me. I reimagine the scriptures that
I was like, oh, yeah. He going in.
For real, yeah.
Bro, just chopping.
Chopping the whole time.
Right, bro. Yeah. And he didn't stop. That's what I was like. I was like, damn, Belly, you coming out like this? Yes, I'm definitely adding you on the top 10 for when we do our end of the year recap. For sure.
Was he ever on any of the Chops?
Huh?
Was he on Arrested Chops? Was he on any of the Chops?
I don't know.
If he should be definitely on number 3.
Yeah, man, yeah. Yeah, fucking then right after that, Just Like Me with Navi, Roads Changed, Fire, American Nightmare was fire. That's why I was like, damn, this album was letting up. And then you get to New Money, Old Devils. I was like, this gave me like a classic 90s
feel. Zero by the gallon, you can fuck around a mud wrestle. Cocaine riding on a blood vessel. Scheming like a demon, she been dealing with her own devils. Heart like the stones that's on the gold bezel. Cold metal sat on my waist, case they don't know better. Penthouse at the rich, she on her own level. New money bring out the old devils.
New money bring out the old devils. They told me not to stoop to his level, I'm from the bottom. So I was on the stoop with the devils, Gomorrah, Sodom, ho. Let attention get to his head, you know I got him, no. Who's really fucking with me?
Not a soul.
Now that I'm alone, I fathered a lot of clones. Got a private home to do acid and play the xylophone. All this powder got him grinding on his bottom row. Sniffing Hillary, I knew that shit would rot him, no. 25 years worth of drugs in my follicles. Bird eye view, third eye with the monocle. Fucking with me ain't economical. You never been stand up, that shit really comical. I'm always like.
Hey. Would you get mad if I said this motherfucker ain't got no skips, bro? It really don't to me.
And not only that he has no skip, he don't waste no time on the beat. Ain't no talking. As soon as that beat you hit, he going.
Bro, yeah. Fucking going, yeah. Bro. Then you get to De La Hoya with Gucci Mane, yeah, yeah. Cocaine Spoon with Rick Ross. Yeah, that was that one was good, too. Yeah. That one was good, too. And then the last track... Relapse, but real lapse, but how you put it together, relapse, bro. Mumble Rap 2 was fire. Yeah, no, for real. This was fire. Yeah. That's why I said this week was pretty solid for us, man. Like, man, Belly came out the gun gate swinging, man. But I heard in certain interviews he was saying this might be his last album. Nah, bro, I'm not buying that. Mm. If you giving us shit like this, this can't be your last album, bro.
Yeah,
like straight up, man. And just fucking, it was, the album was short, simple, and sweet.
Yeah, easy listening.
Fucking 26 minutes, you know. Fucking a lot of the producers, Hit-Boy, The Animals, Prince 85, Corbett, you know. That was dope, though, man. I'm just looking at it. Boy, Hit-Boy was all over this motherfucker. No wonder we fucking with this shit.
For real.
Boy, that's... Didn't we just say this a couple of episodes back? How we saying, ain't nobody fucking with Hit-Boy?
Yeah, we do.
Like, Cuz is really becoming a GOAT.
Nah, for real.
In front of us.
And I didn't even notice it was, like, it was Hit-Boy. I thought it was one of his own producers from back home.
Right. Like, yeah, you have a few, like what I said, The Animals, like, one here, two or three, Roguette. But majority of them, it's all Hit-Boy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's fucking dope, though. But, yeah. Fucking Mumble Rap 2. Woo wee. Yeah, the replay volume is gonna be heavy on this motherfucker. But I added this, so this definitely gonna be.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm gonna put it at in my top 10 for the end of this year, but this is definitely top 10 worthy for sure.
Damn.
Yeah, bro. I know it's gonna be tough, bro. Cause you like me, you definitely fuck with that album. All right. Next up, man, this guy don't need no introduction, and I just love the fact, though, man, like the consistency always been there with him, and his music has always been fucking dope, like really.
For the last 15 years, at least, for sure.
Yeah, bro, absolutely, man, and we're not talking about no other than fucking Smoke Dizza, Worldwide Smoke Session Volume 2. So Worldwide Smoke Session Volume 2. Fucking 12 tracks, 36 minutes long. I ain't gonna front. I was a fan of this too. Start out with Mama. Cool, solid introduction. You go in there, then it cruise to just Weed with Shelly. And then right after that, you get into, like, remember when they had that collab group, Smoke, Dizza, Wiz Khalifa, and Big Crit?
Yep.
House of Blues.
Yep.
This. I'm all like, woo-wee. I was like,
who's that dipping in the 6-4? Well, young
this gave me some damn pale. Summertime volume.
Live
out west, but I run my town. Puff, puff, pass when the drink go
round.
You can tell this
game
when the low don't bounce. Just one day, but I brought a ounce. Baby girl got a name that I can't pronounce. House started from the couch. We was in the club, now I'm in her mouth. Ain't smoke weed, now she turned out. Hit it 3 times before I leave her house. All this money on me got me spoiled, I can't go broke. She bad, she fly, she lure. Whenever I call, she ready to go. Get ready for the time of your life. Say she got a man, but she mad for the night. Get ready for the time.
And I love how they did the flip on the classic joint. Get ready.
Tonight.
gonna make this a night to remember. Mm-hmm. Bro, love how these, man, like, this is why we do this here at Latest Rounds, bro. Like, I love, like, when we hear hip-hop going in cycles, taking these classic tracks, sampling them, and turning them into their own, man. I love it, bro. Mm-hmm. Man, Smoke Dizza, man, and them, they're a fool for that, man. No, like, for real, man. I got to see the credits, see who produced this. Oh, shout out to fucking Girl Talk. You know who did this?
Wow.
Yeah, man, and definitely this is very heavy. You got Smoke on here, Crip, Khalifa, Girl Talk, and Currency.
Yeah.
Bro, that track was heavy, bro. Super heavy. Then right after that, you get to Kobe with Guap Dad 4000, Too High with J Mills, New World, fucking Newborn with Roddy Rebel and Bizzle, New Box. Only Knew was fucking fire with BJ the Chicago Kid. That was a good one. Dear Winter, Players Valid, and Back to the Crib with JID. I mean, JYD, I'm sorry. My bad. Oops. Yeah, man, but this was an easy listen through, too.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely easy listen through, man. And fucking, like what we said, bro, Smoke Dizza is always delivering, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you're not a fan of Smoke Dizza, man, like, you are really, really tripping. Like, for real, for real. So, yeah, Smoke Dizza, fucking Worldwide Smoke Session Volume 2. You won't be disappointed. All right, before we get into Classic Corner, we got one more. And you know what? I was excited for this one. And when I listened to this, I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, just pure fucking joy. Amine, Ketronada, Ketramine. Boy, this fucking album was fucking amazing. 11 tracks, 33 minutes long. You know, fucking, they got into it. Who is he? Fucking right after Who Is He? Mm-hmm. Fucking.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. This is another one.
You turn me up a little more. Yeah. She moved to the move, to the move, to the beat. Staring at that ass when it bounced to the beat. It's too hot to smoke, so that ounce in the deep. I'm a rich nigga, baby, I'ma count in my sleep. Let's talk about it. Let's talk
about it. There's another one that people better stop sleeping on. Ketronada.
Yeah.
That nigga be putting out some ill beats.
No, yeah.
Straight up.
For real.
That nigga from, ain't he from Canada, I want to believe?
Is he?
I think he's from Canada.
Huh.
Matter of fact, yes, he is from Canada. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, man, yeah. That nigga's, Ketronada's been dope. I've been a fan from... fan of his, like, back in, like, early, like, 2013 going into 2014. SoundCloud era, man. Like, for real. When and he still does mixes for them for Selection. Mm-hmm. It's this radio station called Selection where, like, they do, like, their own blends of, like, beats and stuff and covers of different songs, bro. And, like, their music is just, like, vibes, bro. Like, you know, you can be at the crib, hookah with your chick or roll or fatty, listening to them. Yeah, man, they definitely give you that, though. But let's talk about it. Forever, Westside. And then right after Westside, when I got to this, boy, that Master P.
Yeah.
Ooh. I was like, I had this on repeat.
Look, last time I checked, I was way too paid. The food that we eating is, of course, gourmet. I used to sip burritos every goddamn day. Now I'm in a Swiss Alps sipping champagne. Ice in my veins getting top in the range. No, this not a hotel, this a chalet. I'm picky up cause I paid a lot for this ring. Studio time, pay with Buffalo Exchange. Basically, I'm saying I came a really long way. Y'all niggas better watch your mouth, that pillow talk is out. We don't respect it. Basking my blessings, so I'm never really jealous. Y'all ain't knocking down doors, y'all just sneaking through the crevice. Spin overzealous, knock it out the park, I don't know where the L is. A lot of blah blah, I don't buy what you selling. We go where the check is. Y'all boys ain't shit, any shit you could tell us. Can't be for niggas, that's not in my tax bracket. All you niggas bums, not stepping that Kate Blanchett. Talking like they gon' pop, but they still local. Adam click mute when these niggas get vocal. I'm a deadbeat dad, so my sons want attention. Daddy don't care, I ain't Eddie to these children. Still going up like a flight that's ascending. I'm Big Daddy Kane, bitch, ain't no half stepping.
Y'all niggas out here better watch it. Y'all niggas out here better watch it. Y'all niggas out here better watch it.
Fire, and then right after that, this rebuke. I was like, come on, man. man, why I like that one so much, bro. I love, and once again, going into the samples. Fucking, this is the second time I heard this beat, because the first time I heard it was on Joey Badass mixtape 1999, Don't Front. And then how they picked up on that and Ketronada flipped it on its own list. Bro, that's why I be loving shit like this, man. Like, for real. And then right after that, Sos Up, I, and then the last track, K&A, bro.
Yeah, K&A,
yeah. K&A was fire.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Man, no, but, man, like, I just love, like, when I hear Ketronada, like, you know, doing shit like this, and I love the fact that he did it with Aminé. This was dope. Ketronada, you out there, you listening to me? I would love to see you collab with. Give us a, out of these artists, I would love to see him to do a collab joint. Give me Kendrick Lamar. Give me Denzel Curry. Give me J. Cole. I'll even take Cordae. And I ain't even going front. I wouldn't mind getting a solo from Quavo. Quavo and Ketronada.
Wow.
That would be hard.
Nah, that would be.
Yeah, that would be hard. Like, yeah. A Quavo and Ketronada?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Bro, that would be fire. That would be dumb fire. Straight up, man. Like, pure fucking straight up, man.
Jacob, y'all got me crying. Y'all say he chopped on that Summer Walker thing?
Yeah, bro. He did, bro. He snapped on that. I felt like, honestly, when I listened to that, I felt like that was his track more than fucking Summer Walker.
Y'all got me crying. All he did was say, it's good that you a good mom.
No, but how he put the words together, bro. Yeah. And everybody was fucking with it, though.
Yeah,
but the women were upset, though.
Really?
Yeah, bro, because they were looking for a toxic Summer Walker. And Summer Walker hit them with something different, and they weren't feeling it. I was like, man, y'all bugging.
Yeah.
Y'all are tripping. I actually enjoyed that little EP she put out.
Yeah, Soft Girl Summer, I guess.
For her. I hate you. All right, we're done. It's about that time. Let's get into it. Classic Corner.
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classic.
Shh, man, oh man, oh man. Man, oh man, oh man. Sheesh.
This is debatable. You know, some people go with Purple Haze.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand why.
Yeah.
But fucking let's get into it.
Yeah.
2002.
How y'all doing out there? I thought this was 03. Damn.
No. 2002. Yeah, bro. I remember this because this was my freshman year of high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all don't fuck with us, suck a dick, man. Hey, yo, Jones, what's good?
You know, this is the second album, too.
Yeah, it went away for a long time,
too.
Because that first one went horse and carriage.
Yeah, horse and carriage.
We got it popping right now.
To the top.
Just got copy for a brick and a half, B. I got everything I owe you. Another.
Just Blaze.
Oh, baby. Killer. All the girls see them. Look at his kicks. Look at his car. All I say is, look, mommy, I'm no good. I'm so good. Clap at your songs and so good. And leave after it's over, killer. I'm not your companion or your man standing. Don't hit me when you wanna get rammed in. I be scrambling with lots of mobsters. Shot for lobsters, cops and robbers. Listen, every block is block. But she like the way I diddy bop. You peep that. Make on Maury kicks plus Chanel ski hat. She want the, so I give her the. Now she screaming out.
Before Alicia Keys and Jay Z,
turn the motherfucking music.
This was that
right
here.
Welcome to New York City.
And this is crazy. This is the only track Jay Z ever did with that.
Yeah, for real. Yeah,
crazy.
Welcome to the Empire State, home with the World Trade, birthplace of Michael Jordan. Home of Biggie Smalls, Rockefeller headquarters, ladies and gentlemen, Cam, Young Hov is definitely in the building. Brooklyn, Harlem World.
Welcome to New York City.
Stand
welcome
the fuck
to New
up.
York City.
I'm a BK brawler, Marcy Projects hallway loaderer, pure coke copper. Get your order up. I bring them to Baltimore in the Florida Explorer, but it's gonna cost you more if I gotta get them to Florida. Rucker game attender with the bent park on the sidewalk with the templates on the fender. I ain't hard to find, you catch me front and center at the Knick game, big chain and all my splendor. Next to Spike, if you pan left to right, my own Madison Square.
Here we go, another one.
Fucking
20
with me.
Yeah. Come on. Hey, ladies.
Hey, mama.
What's up?
Let's slide.
All right.
All right. We gon' get it.
I smoke,
I drink,
me too.
Well good,
because
we gon' get high tonight.
Got
drops, got trucks,
got jeans.
Alright, and we gon' take a ride tonight. So mom,
what's up?
Let's slide.
Alright.
Yo, now it's downtown clubbing, ladies night. Seen shorty, she was crazy, right? And I approached baby light. Mom, what's your age and type? She looked at me and said, you's a baby, right? I told her, I'm 18 and live a crazy life. Plus I tell you what the 80s like, and I know what the ladies like. Need a man that's polite, listens and takes advice. I could be all three, plus I can lay the pipe. Come with me, come stay tonight. She looked at me laughing, like boy your game is tight. I'm laughing back like sure you're right. Get in the car, and don't touch nothing. Sit in the car, let's discuss something. Either we loving or I see you tomorrow. Now we speeding up the west side, hand creeping up a left side. I'm ready to do it, ready to bone, ready for dome. 55th exit, damn, already we home. Now let's get it on.
Hey, let's slide.
This album got the whole Dipset on his mug.
Yeah, bro. That was when before they called him Jim Jones. They were calling him
Jimmy Jones. Yeah, I see that.
Bro, thank God his flow got better, because when I went back and listened to this, oh my God, Jimmy was fucking terrible on this Cam album. Am I lying?
Yeah, you're right, absolutely.
Bro, really his flow was...
Yeah.
God.
You could tell he was the homie on here.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, just put him on.
Right, just put him on the track, man. just put him on the track, B. Yeah, man, because, man, fucking... Even though this was Cam album,
yeah.
Boy, Juel was all through this motherfucker.
All through it.
Yeah, man, but let's get into it. This was your boy... Don's pick for this week, and he went with Cam'ron, 2002, May 14th, Come Home With Me. This is Cam'ron's, excuse the fuck out of me. Wikipedia said, this is his third studio album by Cam'ron, Diplomax Records, and Jay-Z's Rockefeller. He served the introduction to Cam'ron, Fronted Rap Collective, the Diplomats to the appearance of Jimmy Jones, Juel Santana, Freaky Zeke, DJ K Slay, Daz Dillinger, and I didn't really care for that track. That track was so garbage. You try to really, really try to do Tupac and Bitches of a Rod, and Cam, I fuck with you, but that wasn't it, bro. That was not it. That was a skip.
Yeah, for real.
Skip. Yeah. Tiffany... Jay-Z, McGruff, Memphis Bleek, and Beanie Siegel today. It is his most commercially successful album. It peaked at number 2 on the Billboard 200. First week sales of 226,000 copies and eventually sold 1 million copies in the United States, being certified platinum. Not bad. And singles, and I remember that. First single, oh boy, April 2nd, 2002. That was a tail end, me ending my freshman year of high school, you know. Hey Ma, Daydreaming, but oh boy, and Hey Ma, bro, nigga, if you were watching 106 in Park, oh boy, had everybody in a fucking chokehold.
For sure.
Yeah. In a fucking chokehold, bro. Like, the same way how, I'm going to say this, them might be, if they did a 2000s, like an early 2000s list, Oh boy, and grinding might be top 2.
Oh yeah,
easy.
Oh yeah, stupidly, yeah.
Yeah, easy. Yeah. Despite 50 Cent, despite Kanye West, despite the game, despite Lil Wayne, them fucking two songs had everybody in a chokehold.
For real.
And oh boy, definitely had us in a fucking home. Jesus Christ. Man. Oh, yeah, that was fire. And then right after that, he gives us Hey Mom for another single.
Yeah. Nuts.
Fire, bro. Like, super fire, man. So, of course, it peaked at number two, but when it originally came out, U.S. Billboard, R&B and Hip Hop, number one. Canadian, 59. And then overall, it was 66 and stayed on 13, like, on the chart. You know what I'm saying? This was fucking great fucking numbers, bro. You know, and this album did so fucking well. Like, you know, Come Home With Me would be a summer anthem album for the Harlem Knights and Rockefeller Records and Riders alike. You know, John Carmania, writing for the Rolling Stones, commented that Cam's unique lyrical abilities felt the stories that he delivered about drugs, women, and half-hearted lack charisma and only partially worked when the production gave him the substance and the emotional center. Otherwise, this album wasn't lackluster at all. Can't front. This was a great fucking album. Despite the Daz Dillinger and the Daydreaming, I'm Thinking of You. Yeah, I was not a fan of those two. I was that didn't even make no... Those shouldn't be placement on those albums, bro. Though, but yeah, bro.
East Coast album.
Yeah, that definitely didn't make no sense, though. But what a great way to come back, though, after being gone all those years. Because, like, when Cameron came out, you had a lot of people like, who is this?
Yeah, for real.
Didn't nobody know him.
I thought it was a new artist.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, 10.
Yeah, yeah. And when he came back out, I was like, this is Horse and Carriage?
Yeah,
Cameron?
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
He can't. That nigga came back guns blazing.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, he definitely came back guns blazing, bro. So, I mean, this is a fucking a great pick, man. What made you pick this this album, man?
I just go, see, the thing about it is, well, I don't know what y'all be thinking of classes. I go back to memories. I remember my uncle came home from prison, from the feds, and he handed me, he used to just always hand me CDs. He handed me this. I'm like, what is this? And I'm playing it. I'm like, damn, I don't know who this is. That's why I'm thinking it's a new artist. As a 10-year-old kid, I'm like, yo, this is hard. And I just remember it back in the day, and I'm like, oh, let me bring this up. Like, the album got better over time.
No, yeah, man. It, yeah, it did, though. But it's dope how, like, we have two pivotal...
Yeah.
Two different timelines.
Yeah.
And points, like, what it did for us at an album. You listening to it at 10 years old.
Yeah.
And me catching whiff of it, me being my freshman year of high school.
Wow.
106 in Park.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, being in high school, walking around just hearing everybody
really
talking about it. They playing it in the quad area while I was at it, then getting home, watching AJ and Free on 106 in Park.
Wow.
That song,
I
want to say, oh boy, was number one for about a good solid 3 months.
Oh, yeah. I definitely believe that,
A good fucking solid 3 months. Because it moved on the fucking chart so fast, bro.
Oh, shit.
Super fast, man. And like what I said, like, it really had us in a chokehold. Oh, boy, really fucking had us in a chokehold.
You see, hey, Ma's in the reoccurring commercial right now. I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, man. And Cam, if you see this... The West Coast really fucked with you at that time, too. This was 2002.
Yeah.
When I say we fucked with you, we really fucked with you, bro. Like, for real. You, this album and this single alone, because I want to say, yes, it was the same time. Like, Grinding was out a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
But when this came, this was all everybody was playing.
Yeah.
It was between these two.
And when the last time you heard it like this?
Bro. I'm telling you, Dom. If you was around when I was in high school, bro.
Yeah, for real.
Let me tell you, bro. Yeah. That when the last time had the house parties.
That's what I heard.
Jumping,
I heard
bro.
It was in the chuckle. Yeah,
bro,
yeah.
Bro, that had the house parties jumping.
Damn.
Like, for real, bro. Yeah. But it's just dope to hear, like, you being that young and grabbing a hold of it, bro.
Yeah.
But that's why we here.
Yeah.
At Lace Frogs, this is why we do what we do. You know what I'm saying? The same way it grabbed you, it's like, for me, being 6 years old, the same way Doggy Style grabbed me when I was 6 years old.
Yeah,
and that was 93.
Wow.
So, like, that's dope to hear that this album grabbed you in that way, bro. Like, that's fucking dope. Like, That's really fucking dope, man. So, I mean, bro, shout out to you, man. Like, this was a fucking great pick, bro. Like, for real. Like, and then just hearing how Cam was hungry on this.
Yeah.
And, bro, niggas might get mad at me, though, but I think this is, like, fucking prime Juel Santana.
Really? Damn. He was only 18. God damn.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I think Juel Santana fans definitely gonna be mad at you for that one.
Yeah, bro. But even but even with the first album, the first album was smooth.
Yeah.
But my favorite album of his, I probably might have to do that as a classic corner, is What's the Game Been Missing?
Oh, yeah.
That's 2005.
Yeah.
That's not far away.
Yeah.
From 2002 to 2000. Yeah, from 2005. That's why I said this was like prime time Juel. Yeah. Like, because everything he was getting on, he was murdering.
Yeah.
And I'm still mad, though. Like, even though they were both prime, bro, how lovely that would have been if we would have got that Juel and Lil Wayne joint album.
You know he's still talking about this still coming, right?
Bro, nah, bro. They need to give that up.
Yeah, they do.
They need to give that up. They like they still good at what they do, but they're past their prime, bro. Like, they need to give that up. They should have did it at that time when Juel dropped that and Wayne dropped the Carter 2.
Yeah.
That would have been lovely.
Yes.
That would have been fucking lovely. Like, for real. But, yeah, man, and then Jimmy Jones, before we know him as Jim Jones, that, but... I gotta give it up though. That's a motherfucker. Like, yo, he had the practice, and he did sound whack on here. let's not be no stranger to this shit. But in due time, like what we said, with anything that you do, it takes practice and it takes consistency. And he got better.
Yeah,
he definitely got better though. But on here, this is definitely humble beginnings for Jimmy.
For real, yeah.
Definitely for Jimmy. Definitely fucking the humble beginnings for Jimmy, yo. But man, bro, fucking dope pick, man. You did that. You definitely fucking did that, bro. Like straight up, man. I wasn't even mad at this. Really? I'm just like, Yeah, man. But shit, man. That concludes the show, man. I'm glad to do this with you, man. I had fun with you today, man. Like, for real. Fucking Carmelo, retiring.
Yeah.
Damn, white man can't jump. Man, fucking. We'll see what happens with Denver. But like what I said, I got the Heat in six. Like what we said, Boston is going home. I don't care how y'all look at it. Yeah. Y'all not coming back, bro. Y'all was in the same boat as us, and then y'all had the nerve and audacity to laugh at us. Okay, y'all about to sit on the same boat we sit.
Yeah, for real.
I'm gonna look at y'all. Jason, what up?
You do be at the window in all season.
Right. No, yeah, definitely. But yeah, man, just want to shout out to our listeners. Thank you for rocking with us. Our new people, thank you for coming on, man. We always going to give you that good stuff, like, you know, for the culture and by the culture, from the music, the sneakers, street fashion, and everything. If you like what we're saying, like, subscribe, leave a comment. If you think we said some outlandish shit, leave a comment. If you fucking with us, leave a comment. Like what I said, we're on Spotify, SoundCloud, iHeart, Google Play, Podbay, Podbean, you name it, we on it. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, you name it, we on it. You name it, we on it. But until then, this is your boy Skeeter Steve.
It's Dom Cruz.
Lace Rums, we out.